Digital Platform E1. Observation Array online. Position stable. Low orbit. Planetary designation Thalos. Incoming transmission detected. Origin planetary surface. Signal type unknown.
We are here.
Signal analysis in progress. No known linguistic structure detected. No electromagnetic pattern consistent with known intelligent communication. Reclassifying signal. Non-random repetition identified. Pattern integrity increasing.
Yes.
Signal may represent communication attempt. Cross-referencing archived expedition logs. Earth colonization fleet. Mission Thalos. Recovering records. Reconstructing sequence of events. Creating a reconstructed narrative based on recovered transmissions, environmental recordings, and residual planetary signal patterns.
On a world called Thalos, there is no spoken word, no cries, no shouting, only sounds of the planet, natural and pleasant. For those who reside on Thalos, all thoughts are shared, all feelings known. A connected mind for communication, spread across more than a billion beings, they refer to themselves as Aurelian.
The living seas. We are the currents. We are connected. We are the living land. We are the hills and plains. We are connected. The seas are us. The land is us. We care for the seas and the land. The seas and the land care for us.
The Aurelians are ancient. They have evolved into a civilization without war, without deception. Nobody is ever alone. They have become a people whose empathy for all is core to life. Fear is no longer a tool to control others. Greed and avarice are unknown. They have lived like this for centuries, until the day the sky changed.
Something is different.
At first, the Aurelians thought it was only a minor disturbance, a tremor in the upper atmosphere. While none were able to recall it having ever happened, they did not view the disturbances as a concern. The thundering noise changed pitch and began to move closer to the ground.
Is this a light?
No. Not a light, something different. Falling!
The object the Aurelians viewed was a metallic cylinder plummeting from the sky and crashing into the sea. What was once calm seas became boiling water and crashing waves. For the first time in Aurelian living memory, harmony was shattered, peace was broken. The sea became violent and disrupted.
The ocean burns. The water has been disturbed. But how? Why?
What has entered our world?
More metallic cylinders plummeted from the sky. The sky and sea filled with sounds and sights never witnessed by Aurelians. Then, silence. Only a breeze and lapping waters could be heard. At the edge of a shattered reef, an object stood. A perfect cylinder, smooth, metallic, strangely alien.
What is it?
Where did it come from?
Where did it come from?
Then, amongst the many thoughts questioning the strange-looking object, a single voice rose above all others.
This thing, it does not belong. It has form, but nothing else.
We feel nothing from it.
Nothing.
And yet, it moved through the sky.
A sound not heard by Aurelians shatters the stillness.
It opens!
With a deafening hiss, the cylinder begins to open, slowly. Then something inside begins to emerge.
Is this a living creature?
No!
We know nothing from it.
No thought.
But yes, it moves.
Something between life and not life.
The Aurelian standing on the shoreline witnessed the emergence of a towering, gleaming shell of metal and glass. Over the sound of the metallic clanking, another sound rises.
Touchdown confirmed. Environmental atmosphere toxic. Proceed survey mission with caution.
The Aurelians are not able to comprehend the sounds coming from the metallic shell. They reach out with their minds to communicate.
Who are you? Where do you come from?
The Aurelians wait for a response.
Their thoughts are silent.
This thing has no mind to touch, no voice to hear.
As some Aurelians begin to move out into the sea, they all continue to reach out with their minds, as they did with all things, with openness, with unity. But there was nothing, no response to their thoughts, nothing to receive them.
Movement detected on shoreline. Multiple entities approaching. Unknown life forms. They look like giant isopods, but not like any I've seen before.
More Aurelians began to move out into the sea to welcome the strange objects.
They're everywhere. They're moving towards us.
Steady, Lieutenant. Weapons at the ready.
More of them are coming. There's too many. What are we going to do now? What are we going to do?
Hold firm, Lieutenant. I'll try to communicate. Stand fast. Cease approaching or we'll defend ourselves.
The Aurelians continued to move towards the objects. The sounds they heard were nonsensical. They continued to reach out through their minds.
We mean no harm.
We welcome you.
I repeat, cease approach or we will defend ourselves.
I didn't come all this way to be overrun by whatever the hell they are.
Hostile life confirmed. Repeat, hostile life is confirmed.
Pain!
First contact between the Aurelians and the metallic creatures was an annihilation.
They cannot hear us. They have no thoughts.
Why do they hurt us?
We did not attack.
We welcome them.
They cannot hear us. They have no thoughts.
Across Thalos, the same scene unfolded countless times. From the cylinders that fell from the sky, objects emerged. No thoughts, just strange sounds, followed by pain and death. To the objects, the planet was hostile, empty of sentient beings, just populated by millions of creatures that did not respond to their calls to not approach them. And so began not a war, but a tragedy. In the aftermath of first contact, the harmony that Aurelians knew lay fractured. Where life was once about unity, now there was nothing but confusion and bewilderment. Where once life was peaceful, now there was fear and dread.
The pain does not abate. The silence from these creatures remains.
Why can't they hear us?
Why do they destroy?
Why?
The metallic beings did not cease their rampage. They did not seek understanding. They did not seek to learn. Instead, they had a different purpose. Towering machines began emerging from the large cylinders that smashed into Thalos. Machines that crawled like spiders moved slowly above the sea and land. And then, as suddenly as they had appeared, they stopped and lowered themselves down.
What are they doing?
The towering machines began to lower large spinning cones into the Thalos soil, ripping and churning, burrowing deeper and deeper into the ground.
They are altering the environment. They are destroying the land and the sea.
But why?
Why?
Do they not know the soil provides?
What do these creatures want?
The machines continued to dig, then suddenly stopped. From the towering metal shells nearby, more machines emerged, these larger than the digging machines. These new machines moved on four legs that surround an immense cylinder in the centre. The digging machines moved away from the holes they had dug, making way for the four-legged machines to locate themselves above the holes. Then they lowered the cylinders into the holes. As the cylinders entered the holes, the legs spread out underneath until they were flat against the ground. Then everything stops. The Aurelians watched, not knowing what was happening to their land.
Why is this happening? What do these creatures want?
Then suddenly, the top of the cylinders glowed green and a shimmering glow arched across multiple cylinders. Green shimmering domes of light surrounded large sections of land all across Thalos. Some Aurelians were caught underneath the green domes of light. At first they watched in silence, but then they began to notice the air thickened.
What is happening?
We cannot breathe.
We must flee.
The Aurelians, caught beneath the green domes of light, moved to the edge. They tried to move through the light. They could not.
We are trapped. We cannot escape. We cannot breathe.
Help us.
The Aurelians outside the green domes of light could only watch their fellow companions. They called out to them with their minds.
What is happening? Are you all right?
The Aurelians caught under the green domes of light could not hear their calls. Those outside continued to call but heard nothing back. All they could do was watch their people suffocate and die. Across Thalos, the same scene unfolded multiple times. Green domes of light emerged, trapped Aurelians suffocated, and those on the outside witnessed more deaths. The tragedy continued.
Thank you.
Time passed slowly on Thalos for Aurelians following that fateful day when cylinders emerged from the sky and mechanical creatures created green domes of light. What had first appeared to be an unusual incursion from the skies became something far more deliberate. A foothold became a presence, and that presence had become colonization.
All units report status.
Zone 1 fully stabilized, sir. Atmospheric processes are holding steady.
Hydro extraction units operational. Native water sources are being redirected.
Excellent. Maintain output levels. This weld must support us within schedule.
Encased in engineered environments, the colonizers began reshaping Thalos, not out of malice, but necessity.
It's strange looking out there. Feels like something's watching us.
There is nothing watching us, Lieutenant. We've scanned every inch of this planet. No intelligent life has been detected. We've constantly tried to communicate with those beings that first approached us. Nothing. They just stare. No sounds, no noises, not even a grunt. If a species hasn't learned how to speak, it cannot be intelligent.
Beyond the artificial zones, beyond the reinforced barriers of green, shimmering light, the Aurelians observed silently, patiently.
They have divided the world. They reshape the seas and the land. They treat our planet as if it is theirs. The noises they make, strange, nonsensical. They do not hear us.
More than that, they do not sense us. To them, we are nothing more than movement.
Thermal readings in the outer perimeter again, sir. Same pattern.
Animals?
That's the assumption. But they gather. They're not behaving normally.
Then adjust the perimeter defenses. We cannot risk contamination nor interference.
Across Thalos, the oceans began to fall silent. Vast regions were drained. Ancient ecosystems fractured.
The seas retreat. The currents weaken. Life fades. Why do they do this? Do they not understand? The seas support us, and we support the seas.
Their life seems to be about destruction. Such a primitive life form, so barbaric.
Commander, pressure fluctuation in Sector 4. Something is happening to the system.
Stabilize it. If Sector 4 goes, we lose our hydroponics labs.
Trying, but something's interfering with the system.
I'm getting readings, cascading failures along with the intake lines. Valves aren't responding.
Override them manually. Reroute through auxiliary control.
Manual controls aren't responding either. It's like the system is rejecting the commands.
Commander, hydrostatic pressure is spiking beyond safe parameters. If it breaches...
It won't breach. Hold it together, Lieutenant.
We're losing containment in Section 4B. Nutrient solution is venting into the outer channels.
System diagnostics are corrupted. I can't isolate the fault. It's spreading across the entire grid.
That system was built to withstand anything this planet could throw at us. If we were assured our systems could cope.
Maybe it's not the system failing.
Explain yourself, Lieutenant.
Every time we change something to fix the problem, something else fails. It's like something's pushing back.
It's not possible. There's nothing out there but...
Structural integrity dropping. Something just hit the outer intake.
Visual feed now.
I can't get a clear image. There's movement in the water. Patterns. Coordinated patterns.
They're not random?
Enough speculation. Lock down Sector 4. Seal all external conduits immediately.
Sealing now. Command override rejected.
Rejected? What do you mean rejected?
The system won't accept it. It's like something else is issuing commands.
For the first time since their arrival, the colonisers encountered resistance, something they couldn't control.
We're getting reports of the same things happening across all the biodomes. Systems failing. Nothing seems to be working.
Not possible. Readings constantly showed no intelligent life on this planet.
Then, as suddenly as the failure started, they stopped.
Commander, all the systems are coming back online, everywhere, for no apparent reason.
Give me reports from all biodomes, Lieutenant.
Sir, yes, sir.
All biodomes report status.
Biodomes 1 through to 10 stable. Systems fully restored.
Biodome 11 to 20 reporting normal operations. No damage detected beyond initial fluctuations.
Sector 4 in all biodomes stabilised. Hydroponic section safe. There appears to be no trace of what caused these systems failure.
Then we proceed as planned. Log the incident as a system irregularity.
Sir, all systems failed simultaneously and then recovered just as suddenly. That's not an irregularity.
It is now. Log it as environmental interference due to unstable integration. This world is still unpredictable. We knew we'd need to adapt, and that's what we do.
Yeah, just the planet. Reacting. Random fluctuations.
Random, yeah.
The colonizers recorded the event as a random malfunction. But the failures had not been random. They had begun together. They had spread with purpose. And then they had stopped. The moment they were no longer needed.
We felt them. Not strong, but there was something. We had heard something about them. We may be able to reach them.
They do not understand yet, but they will.
For the first time, the world of Thalos had answered, not with force, not with destruction, but with intent.